A young man cleaning up for a hot date might need a new outfit. Where to go? Abercrombie? Urban Outfitters? The mall? No way, says Orlando Campbell. He has a hotter shopping spot. Here he is for our weekly edition of Youth Radio's trend tracking series, What's the New What?
What's the new what? I say liquor stores are the new department stores. These days, when you go to your local corner store to buy a 99-cent bag of chips and a soda, you might end up leaving with a whole new wardrobe. Walk into an inner-city liquor store in the San Francisco Bay Area, and you will probably witness firsthand how huge this phenomenon has become.
I bought a pair of shoes, but my shoes at the liquor store. I bought a pair of shoes, but my shoes at the liquor store. I bought a pair of shoes, but my shoes at the liquor store.
D. Wills, a rapper from Oakland, California, even made a song about it.
When you go to the mall, you got everything. And that's how the liquor stores are now. You got the clothes, the food, and shoes, and everything you need is right there. One-stop shop.
It started with $5 white tees and grew into selling almost any type of clothing imaginable right there at your local neighborhood liquor store.
You know, you could go get some Jordans at the mall for like, what, $150? You go to the liquor store, you get it for $50.
And I feel much better supporting a family-run business in my own community than some huge corporate-run department store.
I'm so crispy, I'm so crispy. My jeans 900, shoes 850. I'm so crispy, I'm so crispy.
While regular people are struggling, rappers like Kia Shine are talking about spending $900 on a pair of jeans. Entertainers talking all this slick stuff are giving kids unrealistic goals and misplaced values. Liquor stores not only make shopping more convenient, but also keep guys like Leon Sykes, an Oakland resident and faithful liquor store shopper, fashionable and up-to-date for a reasonable price.
Nowadays, it seems as if designer clothing no longer matters because the economy's going down as far as pricing is rising. We're in a recession, so people are trying to get whatever they can get for their money.
He's not lying. There have been countless times when the corner stores come to the rescue. Like recently, when I got a call from a gorgeous girl I've been trying to kick it with. "Let's go to the movie," she said. As I was about to walk out the door, I glanced in the mirror. I had been wearing the same black hoodie, flip-back beanie, and old white tee for way too long. I needed to step it up, and fast. A quick walk around the corner elevated my clothing game to a new peak, with enough time to pick up my beautiful date, get my popcorn, and find a seat all the way in the back of the pitch black theater.
Orlando Campbell, he comes to us from Youth Radio. To hear the rest of the What's the New What series, check it out online at npr.org/what.
Okay, and whether you shop at the liquor store or the department store, the situation is grim right now for most retailers. This has given us an idea. Here's a program note, and it's based on new numbers that do show sales are down overall.
Even discount chains like Walmart, sales are slower than expected.
Discretionary spending, it should be running like a river right now. Instead, it's running dry. Credit card users having trouble making payments. So, here's the idea.
In the coming weeks, Day to Day, we'll measure the fiscal meltdown with the gauge that matters most for consumer sales, the holiday shopping season.
You know, consumer sales in this country are really, they've been driving the economy for so long. It's the most important factor. Well, this is the season when those sales matter most to retailers. So that's what we'll be following over the next couple of months at Day to Day. A production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.